Have you ever wondered why God gives you a special message, a lesson that's unique to a certain person or a certain group of people that will be listening on that particular day? And you know that every listener will not be able to apply it to their lives, but I believe that every listener can learn from this and can help others by relating this same story. I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 20. Our Lord Jesus Christ is talking about a certain householder, one that had a vineyard. And in verse 6, the Lord said, "About the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand you here all the day idle? And they said unto him, Because no man has hired us. And the householder said unto them, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive." I read the story of one man who said that the best years of his life was over. He said, "I have made my share of mistakes. I'd give anything to relive it, but it's gone forever. Why should I bother beginning now?" What should you do when it's too late to begin at the beginning? This is the story of many people. This man's life had been a miserable life. His marriage was not happy. He and his wife squabbled about everything. Throughout the years, his wife had depended more on her mother than on him. The sins of the past had affected his next generation. The children had suffered. The hurts and insults of the past could not be changed. Is it too late to talk to this man about what he should have done? I think so. Shakespeare said this, "What has been done cannot be undone." But what about the future? Is there still an opportunity to live a meaningful life? A chance to work in God's vineyard? Any possibility for a reward at the judgment seat? If we were asked to set up a reward system for believers, we would probably work out a detailed merit scale. Those who had sacrificed many years of service to God would receive a large reward. And those who served only a short time would receive a small reward. Naturally, we would try to be fair to everyone. But surprisingly, our Lord taught that God doesn't give rewards that way, in that manner. He spake a parable that on the surface may seem a little puzzling. In fact, it seems that God is unfair. In Palestine, the grapes ripen towards the end of September, and after that, the rains begin to fall. If the harvest is not gathered in quickly, it is ruined. So therefore, any worker is welcome, even if he can do only 1 hour's work. Christ teaches us that the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers. Those who began at 9 o'clock agreed for 1 penny a day. Others came at noon and some as late as 5 o'clock. Here is the surprise. When they lined up at the end of the day to receive their wages, everyone received the same, 1 penny. As might be expected, the first group grumbled. "These last men have only worked 1 hour," they said. "It's not fair that we should get just a penny. We have spent all day long working in the heat. We have done most of the heavy lifting. Yet those Johnny-come-latelys are getting the same as we get." The most obvious lesson from this parable is that seniority in the kingdom of heaven does not imply superiority. The question that he asked all of these men was, "Why are you standing here idle?" Don't stand idle. God has a work for you to do. The first ones that went to work bargained with him and agreed with him for a penny a day. The other workers had no such agreement. He simply told them, "Whatsoever is right shall be given unto you." They trusted him. They trusted that the vineyard owner would do the right thing. So in that respect, their work was a work of faith, not knowing exactly what they would receive, but knowing that the vineyard owner was an honest man, was a man of integrity, and that he would not withhold any good thing from them. They believed that whatsoever is right, they would receive. You and I today, we believe the same thing. We don't know what in all that our rewards entail, but we do know that whatever it is, it will be right. Perhaps you are one who has come to work in the kingdom in the last hour. Whether you are a Christian who has spent your entire life in the far country of selfishness, or an unbeliever who has just come to know the keeper of the vineyard, it is better to show up for work in the kingdom of heaven at sunset than to have never shown up at all. If in the end you receive a reward, it will be because of God's grace. But then, those who receive rewards for working all day will receive their reward on the same basis. So what's next? God always wants us to be involved with people. Paul was getting anxious to die, to be with Christ, which is far better. But then he realized that it was better that he should still live a while longer. Why? Because he could be a blessing to others and encourage others in the faith. Perhaps you are an invalid in bed. Why not phone a friend and tell them that you will pray for them, that you will be a prayer warrior alongside them? Or why not write a letter of encouragement to a missionary or a lonely friend? Jesus said, "To the extent that you have done this to one of these brothers, even the least of them, you have done it to me." During a trip to Washington, D.C., the wife and I visited the tomb of the unknown soldier at the Arlington National Cemetery. As I stood there, I realized that all of us will die as unknowns. We may be remembered by our friends, but later generations will forget us. Of the almost 200,000 graves in Arlington, tourists visit only a few, such as John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert, and the tomb of the unknown soldier. So what should we do today? We should be discovering the power of a personal God in an age that rejects the supernatural. When others who see us will not pity us, they will discover that our lives defy human explanation. You can do it. No matter how late you come into the kingdom, God will take your youthful energy and use it for His benefit. He can also use you in your old age.